My book is about Christian faith. In 52 questions, I try to give answer to many questions people can have about what do Christians actually believe in. And I try to answer each of those questions in a maximum of 300 words. That means very short answers. As you say, I am an internet pastor, an internet chaplain, and I am used to be very short and concise. People in the average only stay 2 minutes on a website, so it must be direct. People have a lot of questions about Christian faith, both Christians and non-Christians, or people who do not exactly believe or know what they believe in. And I want to give answers or elements of answers to all kinds of people, because Christians as well, even devout Catholics, often have very little precise knowledge of their faith. And if Christians, if Catholics nowadays want to remain Catholic, want to be able to enter into dialogue with culture, with society, they need to be trained also with regard to their faith. And therefore, in a nutshell, in a very easy reading way, I want to suggest some answers, and those answers, they are indeed easy reading, but I made a lot of research in order to prepare them and to write them down.
That is very interesting, because as you say, you did a lot of research and you condensed each question to about 300 words. I suppose the readers, especially those who don't have faith, when they're reading these answers, they don't necessarily need that theology. How might a non-believer read one of your many reflections?
Well, the tone of the book is not a tone of catechism. I do not speak about the Lord. I do not say we Christians. No, I say Christians believe that. So there is some objectivity in it, in such a way that people who do not believe, or for instance, also Christians from other denominations, Protestants, for instance, can feel at ease when reading. And in that way, I try to be inspired by Pope Francis. Pope Francis, when he speaks, he always speaks in an inclusive way, in such a way that all people who are open-minded can feel at ease when listening or when reading what he says, what he writes. Well, it is that same way I tried to adapt writing this book.
And finally, when we look ahead to your publication, I know the editor of the Messenger publications, Donal Leary, is very interested in translating your book. Perhaps your book, with its universal appeal, may serve as a template for other books in Ireland today. Perhaps you can say a bit about that.
I think it is important that we offer, like you say, templates, platforms to people that are very easy of access in order to help people, Christians, to be trained, and non-Christians to be able to grasp something about the fundamentals of Christian faith. In other times, some decades ago, people easily and often gave a lot of time and a lot of space study to get familiar with Christian faith. That has changed. In our digital area, we get so much information all the time. So if we want to offer something nowadays, it must be concise. It must be direct, and the template must be of that kind that even when people only have to spend 5 minutes, well, that in those 5 minutes they can do something. So concise, direct, and without jargon, without difficult words that most people do not know or do not understand.
And for people to know more about your works, do you have a website or some other resource where we can find out?
I work on different, many websites, for instance, the Dutch equivalent of Pray As You Go, but my speciality is to invite people to reflect and to pray with videos, with short clips, often very secular clips, and you can find them on my website that is called seeingmore.org.